we will go to overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
See, that rejoin kind of made more sense because, like, at least there was that clip that was like, and we're going to overtime.
You didn't like the Big Lebowski?
I didn't like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tanner, if you're listening. Apparently you were listening yesterday.
Constructive criticism.
That's what Will said. He said that Will said they went back to the Periscope to kind of rewatch and see what was going on.
I just wanted to see how I looked.
And apparently on the rewatch, the first name that popped up, T. Carson.
Oh, well.
So, shout out, though. Thanks for watching.
Shout out for at least, you know, yeah. I mean, I was giving him some crap earlier this week, but he is a company man.
Dedicated.
He's definitely a company man.
He's paying attention to his show even when he's gone, which I understand. Like, the days that I'm out, I'm always listening to Talk Sports too.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll text, like, Cam or whoever's running the board that day.
See if anybody's going to say anything about
it. Well, no,
you.
like usually, like, I'll hear something that, like, is a little bit off, and I'm like, hey, fix this. And I feel like that's kind of helped me keep my spot solidified.
Yeah.
My only complaint about that one is I would have flipped the 70s quote and the overtime thing. That way, when it says, and we're going to overtime, the music starts playing and it's like, hey, we're back. You know what I mean?
Well, noted.
That's my only critique.
I don't know if it'll be changed or not.
I mean, I doubt it. Like, yeah. It's kind of his, you know, not
but
my show.
It's noted.
Know. Just a critique.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is fair, you know, like kind of makes more sense, right?
I don't.
Julia doesn't want to speak ill of Tanner's stuff.
It does make more sense. I like the way it was gone. I like the way it was written, though. Or not written, but produced. I think it sounded good.
Yeah.
It did sound good. No, yeah, it's got good sound quality at least.
Also funny. Very funny.
Yeah. I want to be buried face down. So everyone that doesn't like me can kiss my ass. I love Red. Red's hilarious. You guys like that 70s show?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Was it on? It was on Netflix for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, it got taken. Did it get taken off, or is it still on there?
Not sure.
While it was on there, I watched every single episode.
Yeah.
I never actually made it through the entire, like, through the whole thing, and I was actually, like, stunned by the season finale. Like, I was like, the series finale. We're not like when, like, it's New Year's on 1979, and it's like,
yeah, it's still on Netflix.
And they get to the you know, like, whenever it ends at midnight, because now it's the 80s, no longer that 70s show.
Spoiler alert.
A show though that the last season,
years. I know.
A show though, the that last season, atrocious. I did not enjoy the last season of that show.
I hated that they forced that. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you haven't watched that 70s show and you're planning on watching it, and you're planning on watching it on Netflix, tune out for the next, like, 3 minutes or so. We're going to get back to sports here in a second. I've actually got an article pulled up. Shout out Tanner for doing the prep again. But I hate it. Spoiler alert, please tune out for that 70s show stuff.
We got it.
Spoiler alert.
We got it.
I hated that they forced that. Do you think we gave them enough time to get out?
Yeah.
I hated that they forced that Fez and Jackie relationship on us. It was the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that. I kind of hated the one new dude. I don't remember.
The blonde-haired guy?
Randy or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and he just, like, disappears or kind of, like, because Eric comes back, right? Like, at the very end. And then do him and Donna get back together?
I can't remember.
It's been a while since I've.
I think I'm remembering right now.
What's his face?
The blonde haired guy.
Randy.
Okay. Randy. We're just gonna call him Randy.
I think it's Randy.
We're gonna call him Randy. I think Randy, like, kind of jets, like, he, like, either, like, joins, like, the military or something like that, like, he, like, or goes to college, and then Eric, like, shows back up, like, on New Year's, and, like, him and Donna are just, like, good again after she's been dating this other dude for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And Eric has been in Africa for, like, 2 years or something like that. Really weird. Like, I just...
Yeah, it was Randy. Not a lot of people were a fan of Randy.
Yeah, I mean, Randy sucked. Yeah.
I'm sure he was a good guy off of the show, but you can't come in and t- take Donna away from Eric.
And then they tried. And then they tried to tell us that Hyde was like actually mixed.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of weird. Like he was biracial, which like that's cool, but like literally like the most pale skinned character on the show, and like loves rock and roll. You know, all that.
Hey.
And then like his dad comes in, and like all of a sudden like he's got a black dad, and he's supposed to be biracial. But then he gets to own that record store, which is really cool. But yeah, like you said, yeah, season 9 or whatever it is, 8 maybe.
I think it's 9.
Of that 70s show
was fine. It was fine. Not great.
It's watchable.
Yeah.
It's just not enjoyable.
The first, I kind of cut it off at like 6 or 7, honestly. Like, I think that's where they kind of lost their mojo.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but not that 70s show really wasn't my show though. It was like it was my stepsisters, like Dee and Sam.
Yeah,
they're a little bit older than me.
You weren't passionate about it.
Yeah, that was their show. Like they were the ones that were seeking it out. Really, the only shows that I've ever like loved were like Friends and The Office and really SpongeBob. SpongeBob had a huge place in my heart for a long time.
Yeah, I think he was in a lot of people's hearts. I loved SpongeBob.
You love SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Tanner loves SpongeBob. That's the intro.
I love SpongeBob.
Who doesn't like SpongeBob?
I mean, the new stuff now is really weird.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
There's that one clip that's kind of been circling recently that, like, SpongeBob was, like, saying bye to people. I don't know where they're going.
I think the SpongeBob, like, GIFs and memes are
some they're so funny.
They're some of my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. But, like, there's, like, this one where, like, there's this new, like, it's, like, an audio thing, really, that's, like, going around, and it's SpongeBob, and he's, like, bye, Squidward. Bye, Mr. Krabs. Bye, Squidward. And then, like, Patrick's like, you said bye to Squidward twice. And he's like, I like Squidward. And then it just, like, ends. And I'm just like, I don't know where that's pulled out of, but I don't think I want to find that episode. I don't think I want the context of that.
There is a lot of SpongeBob quotes that can be taken out of context and mean many different things.
Well, you know,
I don't like to analyze it. I just want to keep everything innocent.
Well, you know, there's actually a fun fact I got for you. About SpongeBob.
Yes.
When it was originally made, when it was actually like, I guess like when the writers or creators originally thought of it, they wanted it to be like a South Park and a Family Guy. They wanted it to rival those.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it to be an adult version show.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But whenever like they pitched it, like the people just didn't really go for it. And they were like, well, what if we make it more of like a kid's character and make him goofy? And they're just like, oh, that could work. Like a sponge, like, you know, like a, just a funny little sponge
kids show.
In the sea, under the sea. That's a
wrong,
different company.
Yeah, wrong.
We're just all over the place.
Yeah, that's not the right cartoon. But yeah.
Well, SpongeBob. That's coming out soon, too. Little Mermaid, brand new movie.
Yeah, it is.
Are you excited about it?
I mean, I'm not unexcited about it.
Okay.
Is that a word?
Unexcited? Not excited.
I'm not excited about it. Like, I'm down with it. Like, are you guys not for it?
I mean, I'm not against it, but I'm not like gonna go see it.
Yeah, I'm focusing on the Lion King, the new Lion King.
Yeah, like, obviously that's what's like. I'm most excited for the Lion King. I'm I've got my sights set on that.
T minus
7 days. We're a week out, even though it's getting bad reviews. But I don't agree with the critics.
Nope. I can check the stats again. I gave a lengthy list of movies that are very, very good.
And we all
with
like
terrible reviews.
All right, let's actually
let's veer.
Everyone can tune back in now.
Come on in.
Come back.
We're done giving spoilers.
We're done talking cartoons. We'll talk a little sports for the next 5 or so minutes before we have to hit this break.
We can do it.
I don't like talking sports. I just want to have fun.
Just right now.
Well,
in this dead period.
This is actually a good one, so I'm happy for it. We got some good news. Tennessee has got some good football news, which is what I love to hear.
Yes, I don't like bad football news.
Nation's number one outside linebacker prospect announces he's going to visit Tennessee, and called Jeremy Pruitt the outside linebacker master.
Yeah,
receiving some high praise. From Saturday Down South, they said in his first season, playing for Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee outside linebacker Darrell Taylor flashed for the first time in his career. The junior registered career high in tackles, tackle for loss, sacks, forced fumbles recovered. Last season playing for Pruitt.
Yep.
Despite his breakout performance, Taylor decided to return for school for a senior season. to improve the draft stock, blah, blah, blah. Let's get down to the real stuff. Recruits have taken notice, especially the nation's highest-rated outside linebacker, Savelle Smalls from Buren, Washington. Buren, Washington. B-U-R-I-N.
Buren.
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 Buren. Buren, Washington.
Somewhere in Washington.
The five-star prospect is rated as the nation's number four overall prospect. Damn.
Number four.
The number four prospect in the country. And the number one outside linebacker in the nation for the 2020 recruiting class by our friends at 247 Composite Ranking. Love 247.
That's such a cool name. Savelle Smalls.
Savelle Smalls. That
I
is
like
a pretty
that.
Good name. I think we can... Actually,
You're
I
killing
don't...
me, Smalls.
Damn
Hopefully
it.
We won't be saying that.
I was going to say, we can make a shirt for the station, one of the fan run shirts.
Well,
of...
don't give out the idea.
You just did it.
Oh.
We'll think
well,
of something else.
I've got an idea in my head. I will not put it on the air.
Okay.
I think we're about to rake in some cash here.
Okay.
Because cool I'm gonna demand a royalty from Nate in Houston.
That's if we get this guy.
When we get this guy, Julia. When we get this guy.
Okay.
Because Pruitt's a cruiter.
Yeah, he is.
Pruitt knows how to cruit. Knows how to
Especially
get these balls.
The O-line offensive linebacker. Master.
The outside linebacker master. I love that he's using those words. That makes me feel very confident
yes.
in it. Plus, like, we know that typically the way at least, like, we like, the way at least, like, I usually like to see it is Tennessee can pretty much sell itself. Like, whenever
used
we.
Used to.
Damn it.
But yes, yeah.
Whenever we can get a guy on campus,
yeah.
I like to believe, Julia, that the city of Knoxville speaks to them like it does to me, okay?
Yeah.
I like to think, and like I feel like it does, because like, especially when guys come here and they play here, and you know, more recently we kind of have, like it's kind of taken a dip because of how bad it's been,
mm-hmm.
but like the guys that are here when Tennessee is good and it's not just like pitchforks and torches on the doorstep every couple of years. The guys that are here when we're good and when Tennessee can really when the fans can show them like we are the most passionate fan base and we love our guys.
Yeah.
They stick around. Like there's guys that, you know, we got guys that come back to Knoxville and live here their whole lives because it was such a great time when they were here in school.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have guys that
And that, players that were once players coming back to coach, like T.
Yeah,
Martin.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like T. Martin. And we got guys that'll go and maybe have a short stint in the NFL or maybe not make it or so, come back and get a job here in Knoxville and just live. And you know, they're those guys that are just around campus every so often and get to high-five the fans. And they're just kind of a part of the community again.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're kind of getting back into that kind of mentality around the program.
I think so, too.
So I like to think, Julia, that Knoxville and the University of Tennessee sells itself, and that if we can get a guy on campus like Savelle Smalls who says he's coming to campus, that we can typically have a really, 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 really good chance of signing him.
Yes.
In a recent interview, let me continue this. Damn it. In a recent interview with Sports Star Tomorrow, Smalls... That's going to be, like, yeah.
That's
going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. If he comes here, I'm going to be so lit. He'll be my favorite player.
Yeah.
I'll try to, like, I know they don't do the player jerseys anymore, but I'll make one.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just.
Smalls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make a Smalls jersey. Announced he planned to visit Tennessee before the upcoming season begins. When asked about his interest in the Vols, Smalls immediately pointed to Pruitt and the prospect of playing for one of the best defensive coaches in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's his quote. It says, Coach Pruitt is here. He's the head coach, and he's the outside linebacker master, Smalls said. He knows everything about defense. He's a defensive guru, and he develops pass rushers like none other. That's a big plus, being the head coach, and Tennessee's up and coming.
That right there makes me very, very happy.
You can see I've got goosebumps. I've got goosebumps. Oh, man, I want this kid. So hyped.
Those last five words, and Tennessee up and coming.
Oh,
that's
man,
right.
I'm so hyped.
That's right.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to get excited, but damn it, we're, oh, God, it's that time of the year.
I know.
There's nothing going on, but
All this hype
you just start hearing it like, oh, you know, SEC Mike put out an article earlier this week. Big Jim Chaney is one of the top 15, top 10 offensive coordinators in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Derek Ansley from the NFL, considered one of the top defensive minds in the NFL at the time. Probably they
Garantano said having a breakthrough season.
They said Garantano, you know, like that's part of the Jim Chaney thing. He's working with a real quarterback guru.
Yep.
He made Nathan Peterman serviceable at Pitt, made him an NFL quarterback at Pitt for 2 seasons. He spent 2 seasons with the guy, made him an NFL quarterback. Nathan Peterman.
He led Pitt and Nathan Peterman to beat Clemson that one game.
Like, exactly.
Big things.
Big things from Big Jim Chaney there.
Mm-hmm.
He made that guy from Arkansas look good.
Being projected to go 9-3.
Let's talk about that on the other side, because that's a little bit off, okay?
I'm just talking about all the hype.
We'll talk about it.
So
stick
hype.
With us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. So Julia thinks that Tennessee's going 9-3. So there's that. You know the last 2 years we've won 9 games total.
Is that true?
4-8, 5-7.
I didn't
four
say I
five
thought
equals
we were
yep.
going 9-3. I said that's what people are saying.
That's what, you know, you said that's what's projected, which actually is not actually true.
Oh.
So like you're referencing the FPI, right?
Yeah.
The ESPN's FBI mm-hmm. thing, where they said that we're technically favored percentage-wise in 9 games.
Yeah.
But at the very bottom, if you get past that, I'm sure it.
I read that and
I don't know
I
where
didn't
it's
look any further. I said. Oh.
She said 9-3. Yes, I'm in. Yes, we've won 9 games in 2 seasons, and we're gonna win 9 this one.
Yep.
That's where we're at. We haven't won 9 games in a regular season since 2007, but hey, we're doing it now.
Doesn't
damn it!
Matter.
Okay, this the
no
pieces
Will, don't
are
be a
no
sheep.
No. Listen, pieces are starting to fall together. We have arguably the easiest schedule, especially non-conference schedule, in all of the NCAA.
That's not
we
true.
Have. We've been talking.
I'm sure
BYU,
if you go look up Alabama's non-conference schedule, you'll see the Citadel four times.
That's a fair point. But, I mean, we also have. Like you were talking about just a little bit ago, the defensive outside linebacker master and head coach, who's also a defensive guru,
who lost every game by 25 points or more.
Okay, but things are on the come up. It even the guy said Tennessee's on
great.
The come
he
up.
The master.
The defensive guru who lost every game by 25 points or more.
We have a quarterback who hasn't really been able to prove himself because of offensive line woes, and a new offensive coordinator coming in to help him out.
We lost
along
to Vandy
38-3. Along with good players coming in on our offensive line with two true freshmen, Wanye Morris.
Two true freshman tackles, the two most important positions. And on the offensive line, you can really only hold. You
that
can hold
show
the,
a lot of potential.
Statistically, but, on the offensive line, you can hide one position.
But you can't
right?
get. You
like,
can't,
that's how. That's what football people
we
will
can't
tell you.
Get
you can
hide
worse one spot.
At the offensive line than we have the past 2 years.
Can't get worse.
So these true freshmen, even if they aren't what we
so you're
think
saying,
they're
you're
going
saying,
to be. No, even if they're not what we think they're going to be, they're still going to be better than what we've had, which will give Garantano room to improve along with Jim Chaney's new offense.
Did you feel that same way about Drew Richmond as he was a five-star freshman tackle coming in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, was he under Butch?
It's a new offense. It's a new
it's
offense.
True freshman. You can't say that you're relying on 18-year-olds in the SEC to
we're not relying. We're
relying,
relying them on
we are relying
lineman.
On them. They are our two tackles. Like that is what everyone is saying. Is like these guys are for sure going to be our tackles. Wanye Morris on the left, Darnell Washington on the right.
Well, if that's what they're saying, then obviously they're showing out.
They're better than what's been on Tennessee's roster. The guys that went 4-8 and 5-7. Yes, I would hope to God they are better than the guys that went 4-8.
So you're saying we're not going 9-3.
I'm saying of all, like, you are right. Of all the years,
pretty good schedule.
This is the best schedule we've had to do it.
Yes.
But per the FBI, FBI agents are always listening.
Yeah. They could feel that way too.
Per the FPI, it says we're favored in 9 games, which is just percentages of just basically like percentages of chance, like percentage chance to win. Mm-hmm. And so and like if you look, I'm pretty sure 2 of them are like at right at 50. Like there's one that's like 50.4.
That's Missouri.
And then there's one that is like 52 or something like that.
Probably South Carolina.
South Carolina or Kentucky, I think.
South Carolina was I think a 63%.
Then as you scroll down and read more into that, it says ESPN's FPI predicts Tennessee to go win 7.5 games. So they're predicting somewhere in the 7 to 8 win range.
That's probably more realistic.
Which like, I would be ecstatic at 8 wins this year, honestly.
Yeah.
Because that means you win all 4 of your non-conference games, and that means you win some
State,
kind of
South Carolina, BYU, one of those.
Well, I mean, I'm counting BYU in the non-conference. Okay. There's 4 already. And then that means you win a mix-up of, you're right, yeah, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi State. I'm not even going to name Alabama. probably shouldn't even name Georgia. Throw them out.
Or Florida.
Nah, I think we have a decent shot. I don't know if we're going to, but I think we're going to have a decent shot at Florida this year.
I think
year.
The Florida hype's a little overstated, jeez, honestly.
We just don't win in the swamp, though.
Jeremy Pruitt does. Might. Hopefully.
Please.
But that means you have to win somewhere in the midst of Florida, Mississippi State, Kentucky, Missouri, Vanderbilt, South Carolina.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Doable.
And, like, I know it's the wrong – Westchester's going to call and get so mad here in a second. It's the wrong way to say it, but the standard at the University of Tennessee is that you beat freaking South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vandy year in, year out.
Yeah. Not Missouri?
I don't consider Missouri part of the SEC still in my mind. It's one of those things that I just never really throw up there.
I think I'd rather beat South Carolina.
I'd rather beat South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'd rather beat South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vandy than Missouri. All, like, legitimately, like...
Gotta beat them. Every year.
Have to.
No excuse.
But that is the standard at the University of Tennessee. Like, you cannot... The reason Butch Jones got fired is because he lost to South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vandy, mm-hmm, within a span of 2 years. That, like... That's been the death penalty for every coach that we've had.
Yeah.
Dooley lost to Kentucky. We waited a whole other year. God knows why. But then he lost to Kentucky, and then he lost to Vandy. Oh, sorry, South Carolina and Vandy. Sorry, bud, you're out.
Yeah.
Actually, he lost to South Carolina. Sorry, bud, you're out. Because that's the standard. Like, we know at the University of Tennessee, there's real, like, the SEC East has always been weaker. You know what I mean? Like, the SEC East has always been a 3-team race. Mm-hmm. Georgia, Florida, Tennessee.
Yep.
The standard of the University of Tennessee is that you beat South Carolina, Kentucky, Vandy year in, year out. It shouldn't be.
And
it,
you compete with Florida, Georgia.
You compete with
Alabama.
Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
Used to be. I mean,
until Nick Saban dies.
Yeah.
And then they get Dabo, and then they run another 10 years, 20 years of
okay,
hell.
Okay, let's not think about that.
But the way I see it is, we should be able to go undefeated on non-conference, because that is a gift. You don't have the West Virginias, the Oklahomas, the Oregons.
Georgia Tech.
I don't consider Georgia Tech.
I mean, they did. They gave us a fight, 42-41.
Butch Jones. We gave Butch Jones a fight in our worst season ever.
Exactly.
In our worst season ever.
It's not this year. That's why we're going 9-3.
2017 is a blip on the radar. Like, I don't... is a anomaly,
really
is an anomaly to the system. I throw that completely out. That's your worst season of all time with with the worst head coach that Tennessee has ever put on the field.
Yeah.
Like, that's like Georgia Tech running the triple option for 457 yards and scoring 42 points on us should never happen in the history of the school. Like, maybe in the very beginning when Georgia Tech was part of the SEC and we played them on a yearly basis and, like, we were running the triple option too back in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, no, it was awful.
But, like, Georgia Tech, like, should not be considered a tough opponent. They're a bottom feeder.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree to that?
Got
like,
it.
Like, there's two good teams in the ACC. Really one right now. There's Clemson.
Right.
And there used to be Florida State, and there used to be Miami.
Definitely not Florida State right now.
Florida State's ass. Miami is trying to figure it out, but just had Mark Richt, and that didn't work. Had to fire him, and now it's like Dan Enos and somebody else. Like,
yeah, they're both
Who's the other competitor in the ACC? Will, because you were like, oh, I don't know.
I'll pull up the I can't think of every single ACC team right now because it's I'm not bad. As familiar, but I'm going to pull them up. And
North Carolina won one game last year, just to give you a reference point.
Yeah, but two years ago, they were in the ACC championship as like a 9 or a 10 win team. They had a really bad fall off.
And last year, they won one game. They canceled their spring game because Larry Fedora was basically just like, you guys don't want to see this. This is bad.
Yeah,
this is bad.
Nobody came to
Someone
that.
Pull up the ACC standings and tell me who the next best team in the ACC is behind Clemson.
Hold on, it is loading.
Because it looks like
it's
Julia
really,
might have it.
It's really, yeah.
Who's the next best team? What's their record?
Syracuse.
And they went 9-3, right?
Syracuse went 6-2 in the ACC last year.
Where they go overall?
10-3. Yeah.
9-3 in the regular season, they won the ball game.
And then you got NC State, who went 9-3 overall.
Boston College, 7-5.
And are those teams okay? Syracuse, NC State, and Boston College, are those teams that you think Tennessee should have a competitive ball game with at any given time? With our worst head coach in the year that he got with one of our worst head coaches. Sorry, I consider Butch our worst head coach ever. With Dooley, our second worst head coach of all time. In one of our worst seasons of all time, he ran the score up on them. We were throwing over their asses. Like they had a first round safety that CP was just making look stupid.
Yeah,
no. Zach Rogers burned him. Zach Rogers burned him.
Yeah.
The guy we jokingly called White Lightning. He had brick hands for 3 seasons and had one good season and had a short stint in the NFL. The White Lightning burned NC State's best defender of all time. These are not teams that you should be that Tennessee should have a competitive game with. Like the ACC is still kind of a joke, minus Clemson and Florida State if they ever get back, which like they've only been gone a couple years since Jimbo left, but he left them in shambles, absolute shambles. After fielding one of, if not the best defense I've ever seen in 2012 or 13, whatever year Winston won the Heisman and championship.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal defense, just nasty.
That would be, I think, 2013, because 2014 was when the playoff was first implemented.
Yeah, so...
So, one, Tennessee's not... So, again, Tennessee's not going 9-3. We might go 8-4, which I'll be very ecstatic about.
So, you'll bend the knee at 8-4?
I'll bend the knee at 8-4.
Okay.
I'll be very happy at 8-4.
But you're not going 9-3, you don't think...
I will be firing mad at 6-6, and I'm not joking.
Firing.
Like, fire his ass tomorrow if we go 6-6.
Time to play the game!
It is time for the game, the matchup I've been waiting for. It's time for me to take down Julia... Intern
whoa, whoa,
Will.
Whoa. Time for you to take down?
Yeah.
I like the confidence.
Do I need to do this too?
I mean, I'm just trying to put your mind
thing?
At ease.
Is this a respect thing?
I'm just putting your mind at ease.
Like how tennis players like...
Close the computer. Well, don't.
How tennis players like kind of... they always kind of give the, oh, sorry, every time it hits the net.
Yeah.
They're like, that's my bad. Like, I didn't mean to do that. It's just a respect thing. Okay, yeah. I got it. Will? Take us away.
I don't want you to, have any weird ideas.
I don't think you're a cheater.
Just in case it
just
be
Cole.
You.
All right. Well, we're playing birthdays, obviously. I would say this day probably an A minus, maybe an A, including the this days in histories. Really, really good names today. We'll start it off. He's 42 years old today. He's still alive. He's a professional wrestler now, but he used to be a UFC fighter.
Brock Lesnar.
Correct.
Let's go!
1-0, Ben Lee takes the lead.
Brock Lesnar is 42. Why did I think he was younger than
Let's
that?
Let's go!
All right.
Okay.
Next one, he is a former actor. He's 81 years old today. He
Jeez.
Is most known for his show that entitled his
Bill
own
Cosby.
Name.
Correct.
Oh, son of a gun.
1-1. This is a good game so far.
Oh, man. I knew it, too. I
didn't know.
And I was trying to wait, because I was fairly certain I knew it. And I was like waiting to see if he would
show that entitled his name.
Yeah, like I was like, just couldn't get it out. I'm so mad.
It's all good. 1-1, anybody's game right now. Next up, he would be 280 years old today.
Oh, God.
He's very much dead, but would be 280. He is a pioneer and a botanist, African-American, or one of the first African-American inventors. Came up with the formula for peanut butter.
George Washington Carver.
Correct.
Let's go!
2-1, Ben Lee.
Let's go!
George Washington
Carver.
This next guy,
shout out for the peanut butter. Love peanut butter.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. He actually invented, it was actually like a, he made like the peanut plant very popular because it returns nutrients into the ground. So like people, like before then, most people were like would basically use up farmland and just destroy it because like you're just taking so much out of the ground and not replenishing it. So like he kind of figured out that if you plant peanuts in like the off season of growing or whatever it's called, you know.
Harvesting,
thank you.
Gardening.
It would, gardening. It would replenish the nutrients in the ground.
Well, hey, shout out to him because I love peanut butter.
280 years old today. RIP to a legend.
2-1. Let's go. Jeez. Let's go.
It's 2-1, Ben Lee. This next one, he's an actor. He's 41 years old today. We were just talking about his show. He was also in Spider-Man 3, Black Klansman, Interstellar, and Traffic. He attended the University of South Carolina or South California. He was on Saturday Night Live, and he hosted his own episode in 05. He was associated with the TV show, That 70 Show. He was main character.
It's whoever plays, oh my God, I don't know his name. It's either. Eric Foreman, right?
He was in That 70 Show.
If neither of us know the name, but it's Eric Foreman.
No, you gotta give a name.
That does not count. You need to give a name.
Oh, what's the initials?
What's his name?
No, what's the initials?
TG.
Tyler
Gunner.
Incorrect.
Terry.
Incorrect. Do you have an answer, Julia?
No,
incorrect.
Trevor.
Incorrect. Do y'all give
what
up?
What is his name?
I don't know his name.
Topher Grace.
Topher?
T-O-P-H-E-R-G-R-A-C-E. Topher Grace. So 41 years old today.
2-1, and that's the fourth one, so this one
that's
seals it?
That's the fourth one. Well, we still have 2 days
if
in history.
If we need to, we can go to.
If we need
so
to go
this
to.
One, this one, if I get it, it's game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can still do the This Days in Histories if y'all want to. He is 31 years old today. He is an NFL running back. He has spent time with the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles.
LeSean McCoy.
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go!
And just like that, Ben Lee wins
birthdays. I told you! I win, baby!
How
every
is this
time!
An A-day?
Let's go!
This is not an A-Day.
What do you mean? Bill Cosby, Brock Lesnar, LeSean McCoy?
George Washington Carver.
George Washington
is very
Carver,
famous.
That's an A name. Let's
I'm surprised y'all didn't get Topher Grace.
3-1, baby. Ugh!
I didn't know.
I knew it. I knew I was the best.
We have 2 This Days in Histories if y'all want to waste a little bit of time.
Let's do them.
You're not the best.
Let's do
them. You just won today.
I'm the best of this room.
I guess.
I mean, you never played
me.
I'm the only one that had a landslide victory
so far. You never played me. I'll say that.
Yeah, you never played Will.
But I had.
It wasn't a landslide. I got one.
Yeah, but I have the most. It was a separated victory. Let's do the This Days in History. Let me go ahead and get a 5-1 lead.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get a 5-1 lead.
On this
I don't
day.
Like how confident you were that you would win. And then you ended up winning.
I knew I was going to win.
On this day in history.
I told you I win when I play at home.
On this day
in history in 1804. So very, very long time ago.
Yes.
This man passed away in a duel. He was shot and killed. He has
Alexander Hamilton?
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go! 4-1! Give me another!
And the final This Day in History in 1998. Shout out my sister, that's the year she was born. This country wins its first World Cup.
In
soccer.
Men's soccer?
Men's soccer. 1998. They
United States.
No,
Germany.
They've never won one.
Incorrect.
Spain?
Incorrect.
Brazil.
Portugal?
Incorrect.
Brazil?
Incorrect. They
Argentina.
Italy.
Incorrect. They don't smell the best. Eiffel Tower.
France.
Correct.
Yes. Let's go.
And just like
let's
that,
go.
Ben
5-1.
Lee with the
let's
5-1
go.
Dub.
The landslide victory. Like I said, I'm a genius. I know these things. I knew I was going to win. I'm the best. Here, you
how'd
wanna,
you know you're going to win?
You want to look at my computer? There ain't stuff here. That's
I mean,
UCF KFOR, Tennessee Governor General. That's Discord.
To be fair, he was out there with me when I was finding these games, and I made sure that I did not show him. I kept my computer
closed.
For the majority of the time.
Whenever I would walk around.
That don't mean
I even I even asked Will. Right? I said I don't want to even have that on my mind. I was like, make sure. Like I was like, I even said as I stood up to walk past him at one point, I was like, are your birthdays up? And he was like, no. Oh, but the tabs are. And he closed the computer. Like he wouldn't even let me see the tabs.
My computer has been closed since I made all of the tabs available. So
let's go.
A very fair and
5-1
win for Ben Lee.
5-1.
Yep.
Wow.
Gah.
I'm still surprised you guys didn't get Topher Grace.
I don't know his name.
Yeah,
I was like, it's Eric Foreman.
I know who you were talking about with Spider-Man, and then
As soon as you said like we were talking about his show, I was like, it's Eric.
Whatever his name is, yeah.
But I don't know Topher.
Actually, take that back. I was about to say he's the only one from that show I can remember his name. He's one of the only ones who's not extremely famous who I can remember his name, because I obviously remember Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, but I don't remember anybody else except for Topher Grace.
Yeah, those are the only two I think most people remember. Like, yeah. I don't know Red's name. I don't know Kitty's name. And Kitty's actually a pretty successful actor.
I'm trying to think who else I know.
There's no one else on that
Fez
show.
Fez
you know.
Is Wilmer Valdez or something. I know his first name is Wilmer.
Oh, Wilmer.
And then Laura Patron. That is Donna's name. I think.
You like Patron? I've never actually had it.
Neither have I.
It's not bad.
I've seen it. I got another awkward situation. There was one time I was cat sitting at my mom's house while she was out of town, okay?
You taking do a care lot of the favors for your mom.
I'm a nice son.
Yeah.
And you know, she throws me way more money than she should.
She did birth you, so you do kinda owe
her. I kinda owe her. Plus, she like whenever I do that stuff, she gives me way more money than she should, and like free food at the house.
Sometimes
run-ins with the boyfriend. But one time I was taking care of the. I completely forgot what we were even talking about. Yeah, but what was Will talking about before that?
You were talking about
Patron.
The alcohol.
Patron. Yeah, yeah. No, I had a weird situation one time. I was like taking care of the cat, and like I know the rule is I can eat whatever's there. But there was, like, you know, a bunch of beer and wine that was in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I'm in this weird spot of I'm 23 years old, but I still don't know if I can drink the beer at my mom's house. And I even tweeted it, and everyone was like, just go buy a six-pack. And I was like, well, I've got free stuff right here. I just don't know if I'm allowed to drink it. I didn't want to text her about it, because then she'd be like, no, don't touch my stuff.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. She might just be like, yeah, sure. How about it?
So
what happened? Did you drink it?
Yeah, I drank it.
Did she say anything?
I didn't wait around for her to say anything. Like, I just, like, usually whenever I take care
obviously
of her stuff,
she didn't notice.
I just dip. Yeah, she doesn't drink beer. It was probably all Kevin's.
He probably remembered that.
He's probably so mad.
This last time y'all were sitting in the
and that,
living room.
Yeah, that's what he packed up to take. That's what he packed up to take to Jefferson City.
Just some clothes and all of his beer.
I'm not staying here. This guy steals all my beer.
He takes my stuff. Well, that was birthdays. A landslide victory. An absolute domination by Ben Lee today in birthdays, as I knew it would be. Coming up next, I don't know, we're going to finish up the show. Stick with us. She's simply awesome. We're back on the program. Am I on? Yeah, back on the program here. I didn't hear myself in the headphones. I usually come through so loud on the headphones that I was like... I was still wondering if we were on the air or not.
That's okay. We're on the air.
We're here. We're here talking.
Yeah.
Trying to finish up the show here.
Talking about aliens a little bit.
If you want to. I mean, like, have you seen this Area 51 stuff?
I've seen it. I don't really know what's going on.
So basically, someone started a... basically, someone started a Facebook post. We got a caller, Will?
Yeah, we got Roger.
Yeah, let's hit Roger. Let's hit Roger before we get into Area 51.
All right.
Hey, Roger, your floor is yours. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. Roger? Doing good, man. All good all around.
Cool. I wanted to ask you about SCV days. I just wanted to ask you, how you think Pruitt's gonna do after 6 years there? I don't know. You're taking people down with him. What are you going to say to me?
Well, hopefully he's going to say that we're going to beat everyone's ass this year, Roger.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't go down there and say some dumbass stuff like five-star hearts and all that like Butch Jones.
We know
and
he's not gonna
We got champions on. We got champions in the classroom and whatnot.
We know he's not gonna do that.
I like his honesty too, you know. So Julia, how about you, Julia? What do you think Pruitt's gonna do down there? Say down there.
Not really sure. I'm hoping to hear from him. Kind of how the new coaches he's brought in, like Jim Chaney and Ansley. I'm hoping to hear how the new coaches have interacted with the players and how that transition has gone, and if he feels, you know, confident about that. That'll be really interesting to hear, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'd be curious how it goes on this weekend. This should be getting close to time, so it's exciting. Or the SCV days, it's always nice to hear you know, everything.
Yeah,
now,
yeah. This is kind of the turning point for me, Roger. Like, usually when we hit SEC media days, that's when I start getting really revved up for the season. I'm like, getting all this news in. You know, we get away from the dead period of recruiting, recruits can come on campus and we can contact them. That's one of those things that really gets me fired up for the season. Thanks for the call, Roger.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
Love Roger. One of my favorite callers.
He's great.
I used to listen.
He is a loyal caller into overtime.
I grew up listening to sports radio, and I've been listening to Roger call for 15, 20 years of my life.
Wow.
So I've grown up with Roger basically.
He's built a legacy, it sounds like.
He has. He truly has. He's a local star here in Knoxville. Anyway, all right,
so
back
aliens.
Back to the subject at hand. Back to the big news.
All right.
So basically, someone started a Facebook event, and I've seen it, and I've responded. We'll get to that here in a minute.
Okay.
But basically, the title of it is Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
Okay.
And it's got up to 450,000 people that have responded going.
Wow.
Another 400,000+ interested.
Interested. Okay.
Solid logic behind it, though.
I mean, it's kind of fair. Like, they don't. There's no way in this one base they've got 500,000 bullets, right?
Right.
Someone's gonna make it out alive.
Maybe. I mean, the way I see it is like if it is fairly well coordinated. And it's just hundreds of thousands of people bum rushing this place. First couple lines of people, they're gonna get messed up.
So I'm on this event right now, and under the details, it says we will all meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
You sound confused by the Naruto run.
What? Yeah, what's that?
Do you not know the Naruto run?
No. Oh, no.
Ben, do you want to show her?
I can explain it.
Yeah.
I've never watched the show. I want to preface this.
Okay.
I want to preface this. I've never watched the show.
Is this like a...
It's one of those Japanese anime shows.
Yeah.
They may or may not have superpowers. I'm not really sure. I had an ex-girlfriend who watched it, which was kind of weird.
Okay.
But, like, basically
so there's a
the...
certain one they do?
I think it's just this one character. It might be all of them. I'm not really sure.
Oh.
But basically, the run is they lean forward,
okay,
and they stick their arms back like this.
I know what this is.
It's like that. Yeah. If you're watching on the Periscope, you get a treat right here. They're running like this, and that's like how they avoid attacks. Like in the show, is like that's how they run super. Like that's how they do their super speed or whatever.
So So we have to
Naruto run to outrun the bullets. Let's see them aliens.
Yes.
Now, here's the real thing. Do we believe that there are actually aliens in Area 51?
I don't think there's that. I don't think they're there, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Losers.
If aliens are all they're made out to be, how are they just chilling in Area 51 and not doing something on their own? You know what I mean?
Well, Will.
And how do we not have any idea?
Well, Will. Well, Julia. First of all, the aliens that are in Area 51 are the ones that crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico. Okay? I don't know if you guys have ever done the deep dive. I've gotten down in the rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. I've gone down the rabbit hole many a time.
Okay.
There's been many a 2 a.m. what in God's name is happening.
Okay.
But basically the story is that the spaceship crashes in Roswell,
uh-huh.
creates a huge ruckus. A bunch of people see it. Even the government comes out and newspapers come out and say a flying saucer was crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico.
Right.
The next day, the government puts out a statement that was like, oh no, it was a weather balloon, after they had already said a flying saucer had crash landed in Mexico. And there's reports of people who worked for the military in that section, like who helped recover this crash, that said we recovered 3 bodies and 2 were living.
That's something.
They said we recovered 3 bodies and 2 were living. One supposedly in one documentary that I watched that Brandon Orick actually put me on. It's on Netflix. If you guys want to go see it, it's called Unacknowledged. Great, great documentary. Wow. Okay? They say that one died in like 1980 something, but there's still one that's just that, like, that's how, basically that's the story of how we got like stealth planes and stuff, is they say like we started to reverse engineer what the spacecraft had. It's been a fun half of the week, guys. I've been having fun.
I know, I'm now interested in
love that we got to get an absolute ass whooping in birthdays today. Gonna be a fun weekend. You guys have a good weekend. For Julia, Will, and me, we're out.